Peter Ertin is with us now. Peter, welcome to the program, my friend. Thanks for taking the time.
Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, happy to have you on board and looking forward to seeing Core Beliefs do his thing this afternoon. Talk about the decision to come east with this horse.
Well, it just seemed like a good decision. Wasn't much at Santa Anita happening right now. The American isn't for another few more weeks in between the Derby and the Preakness. If by chance he runs really well, who knows? You know, maybe a month later we had to see where we're at, you know. So those are the kind of things. And the money wasn't bad either. And I think he might like the one-turn mile and eighth.
Yeah, that's kind of an interesting distance, huh? The one-turn mile and an eighth, especially for a horse who's just learning the ropes of distance racing.
Yeah, I mean, he got around the two turns really well over here. If it was a mile and eighth anywhere else, that wouldn't have changed my mind. It's just another, and it's notoriously known for being a short field, so, and that's never a bad thing.
Is he a big horse, Peter?
I wouldn't say he's giant or anything. I mean, he's solidly built for a horse that's about 16-1, around 1,100 poundish. So he's not a giant horse, but he's not by no means small.
Well, I thought he ran really well in the Santa Anita Derby, and he ran into that buzzsaw in Justify, and of course Bolt Doro's pretty good too. He was a long way back from those two, but you know, there's something to be said for the quality of competition there. Your thoughts on the Santa Anita Derby?
Well, I thought we, Tyler rode him to win. I mean, it wasn't like he was sitting back there just trying to pick up a check. Tyler actually went after him in the 3/8 fall. That may have taken a little toll on him late in the race, but you know, against maidens, his first time against winners off of a maiden win, I thought it was pretty respectable.
Yeah, it's pretty tough to go from a maiden race to grade one for any horse, and he really came through with flying colors. I thought he ran well, too. I mean, you can't expect to go against the big boys and beat them first time out unless you're some kind of super horse, but I thought it was a tremendous move forward, and it looks like he's been breezing well since.
He has. He's the kind of horse that just, he'll do what you ask of him. He's not going to overdo it. He's not a runoff type. He's very competitive. If we need a good work, we'll sometimes put some shades on him. But we took him off going into the route race because we didn't want him too keen. But we'll see how it goes, you know. We'll have to see how the race opens up and let Tyler do his thing.
It's got to feel good to be the morning line favorite going into the race, huh?
Not bad.
Never a bad thing. Yeah.
Never a bad thing, yeah.
You're right.
I don't feel any pressure being a favorite. I think it's just, but if I run all favorites, at least I know I'm running them where they belong.
That's right. Well, you've been on such a roll the last couple of years, and things have been going great for the Ertin stable. Your late stepfather, Steve Ippolito, he's probably grinning ear to ear watching you win all these big races, huh?
I hope so. I miss him. A lot of older guys that I grew up with, my dad, Steve, and even Pete Kostoffi, the old guy, used to hang out at my barn. I miss these guys.
Yeah, Pete, he was quite a character.
Yeah, wasn't he?
Yeah, unbelievable. Well, you know, you ship and win a lot. Is there any particular keys that you use when you're shipping horses across the country?
Not really. I mean, we just get here a couple few days. That's when the ride comes. We kind of chill a little bit. We don't get too crazy about doing too much over a track that we're not familiar with, and hope we like it. I mean, you know, too many times I've seen we go in there and they put the pedal to the metal on the track you don't know, and you get a little body sore. So I don't know. We've just had luck at places like Keeneland, and not so much Florida. Florida's been kind of a not so much fun for me kind of place. But
it's hard to ship, you know, into Florida and win because the weather is so different than anywhere else. It's very muggy, and even though you're coming from California where sometimes it's hot and a little bit muggy, it's very, very difficult to ship into Florida, you know, on top of a race. You almost need to go like a month in advance or something if you're gonna be competitive, I think.
I guess. I haven't figured it out.
Well, try an earlier ship next time if you decide to go. Sounds like you'll avoid that, but if you go, try an earlier ship.
I will. Pegasus next year, maybe, right?
There you go. Yeah. I like the way you think.
Yeah, well said. Talking with trainer Peter Ertin here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Peter, you referenced the fact earlier that the Peter Pan is a one-turn mile and an eighth race, which is somewhat unique. As a trainer, do you do anything different with your horse when you're training him up to a one-turn mile and an eighth race?
I don't think so. I mean, he's naturally fast. I'm not saying he's going to be on the lead or anything. I'm just saying a mile and eighth, we kind of figured the pace would be a little bit kinder versus the mile race that was on Derby Day. I mean, that thing came up salty with a lot of athletic horses, and he takes more of a chance to get shuffled back. So, I mean, for us, going coming off of the Derby, going into it, we're just trying to maintain his fitness, and I'm not trying to put any extra speed or anything into him. Just do his thing.
With Diamond King out of the race, too, there's not a lot of speed, and even though your horse drew the rail, you've got some horses that are kind of slow leaving there outside of you, so you should get an excellent trip.
Yeah, we're hoping for that. I mean, there might be somebody outside, but that decides they want a Yahoo out of there, whatever. We'll obviously let our horse run out of there and do what he does, and see what happens. You just have to play it by ear, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, Peter, let me shift gears for just a minute here. Considering the fact that you have seen Justify and Bolt Doro firsthand, and you've been in the same race with them in the Santa Anita Derby, your thoughts on that performance of Justify in the Kentucky Derby?
That was pretty freaky. To go 45 and change, wasn't it? 45 and change, something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know they slowed up for it, but a beast of a horse. I mean, it's so exciting to watch him run, and I hope we have another Triple Crown winner here, because it does nothing but good for the business.
Yeah, that would be quite a shock to have one back so quick after that long wait between the last couple. So
his maturity is just what's so amazing, though, to run so few times and act like a horse that's been running for over a year, a dozen starts. But Bob's done an amazing job with him, as he always does.
Yeah, he certainly seems like he's the real deal, and we'll find out next weekend if he can pass that test of the middle jewel of the Triple Crown. You know, Pete, when you look through some of the – Jude mentioned that the last few years have been really good for you. When you look back at some of the horses that you sent out to win graded stakes, you see names like Ashley Loves Sugar and Giant Expectations and Champagne Room, Kobe's Back. I mean, the list goes on and on. When you think about these past few years, what's been the key to just having so much success?
Good clients. I mean, guys bringing you horses that you wouldn't normally get. I mean, that's without the horses and the clients. So we're just, we're nothing. So, I mean, Alicia in that group, and CRK, and now Gary Brode giving me an opportunity, Without the opportunities, we're not going to be able even to show up, much less win. So that's pretty much what it is for us. And we've been doing it a while now, so we're getting an opportunity and totally appreciative of it.
Yeah, the clients mean so much, and you're only as good as your last race sometimes in this business. People tend to forget. So I like to bang the drum for you whenever I can, because I know it's important to – you don't have 300 horses to choose from, and you do such a great job with the horses you get.
Yeah, we've known each other a long time, Judah.
Yeah, yeah, back when you were a jockey, back in the day.
Not a very good one either.
Well, you've exceeded the expectations as a trainer. They always say ex-jocks don't make good trainers, but in your case, you've showed everybody what's going on. So congratulations for that.
Thank you.
All right, well, Peter, you give a leg up to a pretty good one today and Tyler Bays, and let's hope that he can get it done aboard Core Beliefs for you in that Peter Pan. All the best. Thank you for being with us here this morning. Like all of our guests who appear on the program, we're going to send you a gift courtesy of Embrace the Race, the apparel for the horse racing lifestyle. So we'll get that out to you, and go get it done later today.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.